This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm sharing two stories from a really fun new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Laughter is the Best Medicine. This is our first humor collection. And even when I was reading a story for the third time during the editing process, I was laughing out loud. So today I'm sharing two stories about classic embarrassing moments, ones that are sure to brighten your day. So if you're hating the news, here's a little break from what's going on out there with our first story coming from Wendy Habde Haw. Wendy starts her story by explaining that she was growing worried one day. It was getting dark and her husband Chuck should have been home hours before. He had been out all day picking up supplies for the new house they were building. And he had also stopped by one of their sons to pick up a snowmobile trailer that he could use for larger loads. Now, Chuck was driving their brand new truck. It was a big improvement over the unreliable 14-year-old one that he had been driving until recently. So Wendy wasn't worried that he had a breakdown. Finally, the phone rang, and Wendy was relieved to hear Chuck's voice. He explained that the brand new truck had died right in the middle of a local bridge, a very long one called the Bachelorville Bridge. He was stranded there now, and the truck wouldn't do a thing. The engine wouldn't start. Chuck had called their insurance company, which provided free towing, only to be told that the free towing service covered only the truck, not the attached snowmobile trailer. He called Wendy back a little later and said the insurance company had found someone who would tow the truck for free, as promised, if Chuck would pay an additional $80 extra charge for the trailer. He had to say yes, and unfortunately, he couldn't even get towed right to the dealer because he needed to unload a bunch of valuable tools and building equipment from the truck before it went in for service. That was okay, though, because the truck was under warranty, and the dealer would come to get it in the morning at their house. So 90 minutes later, a fully loaded tow truck pulled into their driveway. The tow truck driver commented that this was a first for him. He said Nissan trucks were so reliable, and he never saw them break down, especially brand new ones. Bright and early the next morning, Chuck called the dealership, explained the situation, and requested a tow. In no time, he and Wendy watched as their truck was loaded on a flatbed and taken away. Hours later, worried about it, Chuck called the dealership for an update on when the truck would be fixed. Wendy watched his body language while he was on the phone and was a bit mystified. She asked him what was the diagnosis for the truck. "Well," Chuck hedged, "the guy said our truck worked just fine once they put some gas in it." For a split second, his words didn't compute for Wendy. And then she realized that Chuck had just plain run out of gas. She burst out laughing, and Chuck eventually started laughing too. As they headed to the dealership to pick up the truck, Chuck sheepishly shared one last piece of news. "The mechanic who worked on our truck even gave it a free diagnostic testing, hoping to find something, anything, the matter with it." "Why would they want to find a problem?" Wendy asked. "Well, the service manager was really sorry to have to tell me this, but because there was nothing technically wrong with the truck, they'll have to charge us for the tow." The tow was $120 to go 5 miles to the dealership. That got them laughing again over having spent $200 on two tows for having run out of gas. And by the way, there was a gas station at the end of the bridge, so if Chuck had realized what had happened, he could have just walked to the station and gotten some gas to take back to the truck. When they got to the dealership, Chuck wanted Wendy to go inside to pay for the tow and get the keys to the truck because he was too embarrassed. But she did what wives do. She made him go inside himself. And then she wrote up the story for Chicken Soup for the Soul. And guess what? We pay $200 for the stories that we publish. So go, Wendy. She got them back the $200 that Chuck had lost. So Wendy told us a story about her husband, but in our next story, Heather Ray Roden tells on herself. And we have lots of stories in Chicken Soup for the Soul, Laughter is the Best Medicine, in which people are sharing their own embarrassment. In Heather's case, the last thing she expected was that she would be the one who would be embarrassing the family. She and her husband were taking their two little girls out to dinner, and they spent a lot of time before they got there discussing how the girls should behave in a nice restaurant. Heather was 8 months pregnant, so she headed for the ladies' room as soon as they were seated at their table. As she was washing her hands in the restroom, she noticed a statue beside the sinks. It was a statue of a naked man with a strategically placed fig leaf. And the fig leaf was on a hinge, meaning you could lift it up to see what was underneath. Heather didn't understand why that statue with the hinged fig leaf was in the ladies' room. So she washed her hands very slowly until some other women left and she was in there alone. And she describes what happened next. "Pressing my huge belly up to the counter, I reached over to quickly lift that leaf before anyone else came in. I didn't need to dally. Just a quick peek would do. As my hand firmly grasped and lifted the leaf, a long, loud, piercing alarm sounded suddenly, strong enough to shake a building. I dropped the leaf like it was on fire. Yep, that fig leaf was connected to an alarm. And I guess if you were a regular at the restaurant, you knew all about that. Heather was the only woman in the ladies' room, so it was going to be obvious it was her. So she decided to continue washing her hands until someone else came in, someone else who could be blamed for setting off the fig leaf alarm. Before long, two ladies came in, and Heather kept washing her hands, hoping to leave the ladies' room with those two ladies. Finally, with her fingers having turned into prunes from all the washing, she snuck out behind the two ladies and, to her horror, was confronted by a long line of busboys and waiters waiting for her. They all started clapping and cheering. With a bright red face, Heather made her way back to her table where her husband asked her what was going on. She didn't tell him right away, but before dinner was over, she started laughing herself and she choked out the story to him. And it's actually become one of their favorite family stories, as embarrassing stories usually do. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Laughter is the Best Medicine. We'll be sharing stories from the book in our daily newsletter as well. So if you want to have a free story delivered to your email inbox every day, go to chickensoup.com, click on the podcast button, and sign up for the newsletter. You can pick up a copy of our new Laughter book at Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, Kroger, and wherever else you like to get your books. Just look for the funny-looking, laughing alpaca on the cover. Come back for our next episode to hear two more stories from our Magic of Moms book about how women just can't stop being honorary moms to anyone they meet at any time, giving out the best help and advice wherever it's needed.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.